What is going on, everybody? It's March 16th, 2025. Happy 316 day.
So every
pro wrestling fan out there, I'm Tanner Lee. And still, the reigning,
and still
defending KOP Predictions champion via the tiebreaker, via the champion's advantage, Shep is in the house. How are we doing,
hey,
Shep?
Hey, if you remember 6 months ago, the champion's advantage hurt me.
Yep. It's nice to be on the right side, doesn't it?
That's right. That's right. I mean, when you pick a card as good as you and I picked, I mean, I'll give you a little bit of credit. You did pretty good. But
yeah, that MGF match got me. Oh, well.
Hey, I'm going to say this right now because I'm the champ, so I can do this, right? Wrestler of the week, Tony Storm. My pick. I'm taking it from you.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to it. We'll get to it for
well,
sure.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying it first.
Oh, you're taking it. You're taking it from me. Yeah. Well, you know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to pick the loser of that match. So
okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
What's going on, Steven? Got Steven in the chat, and he's saying, What? And he said he's already filled out his bracket. That was quick.
Wow.
That was quick.
I looked at that bracket. Anyway.
I got to be honest, it's hard. I can't stand them, but it's hard not to pick Duke. I think Duke is by far the best team this year. But
if Cooper comes back healthy, Cooper comes back
they
healthy.
Look good without him last night. So
in the second half, first half, they sucked.
Majin, bada bing, bada boom, real Canadian in the room. How you doing? I'm just waiting for Shep's reaction. And I think Shep froze. Shep did say he's having some Wi-Fi issues tonight. So, and Majin also says, still not a three-person pod. Yes, we thought it was going to be. Paul has good reason for missing tonight. He had a medical procedure earlier this week and said he's still got some swelling and some pain going on. But he says he will be back next Sunday and the Sunday's moving forward. So, hopefully we'll finally be a three-man pod again next week. And Majin also said, we got to find a way to get rid of that champion's advantage. We can't have a bum like Shep retaining like that. Still waiting for Shep's Wi-Fi to come back here. Still waiting.
I'm back.
Yeah, I think I got you back. Got you back. You got a lot to respond there.
What'd I miss?
Well,
I missed the Canadian, and then you. We went out. Yeah, bada bing, real Canadian in the room. How you doing?
And then Majin was mad we're still not a three-person pod, but I told him that Paul's got a good reason tonight for missing. Here's the one I wanted your response to, Shep. He said we got to find a way to get rid of the champion's advantage. We can't have a bum like Shep retaining like that.
Wow. So bitter. So bitter.
Wonky Wi-Fi, Shep. Still coming in and out here. So, now you're back.
I'm back.
Now you're back.
I'm back. Is he bitter? Is he bitter because he's freezing his nuts off in Canada still?
Probably.
Is that why he's bitter?
That's probably it. Probably. Hey, we got Pluggo in the house. Saying, look at these cup of studs. And yes, Pluggo and JPJ, our buddies from Between Two Beards, will be joining us here in just a couple of weeks for our Dynasty predictions. So looking forward to having those guys back on. So Shep, you gotta defend against four of us at Dynasty, not just two.
How do those guys weasel their way in?
Hey, Pluggo, I can send you the link. If you want to hop on tonight, I can send you the link. How did they weasel their way in?
Yeah, hold on. Just to let Pluggo know in his Boost Mobile comment, my little local town and the internet, the hamster just fell off the wheel. He's back on. Well, he's getting her spinnered up. We're going to be just fine.
How did they get on? You said I invited them. That'd be fun. I thought before you're this glorious champion all of a sudden. So let's put your skills to the test. And see, Plugo's already saying they're bringing the title home.
Well, I you know what? If that's what they do.
It's gonna be a good time. It's gonna be a good time. So,
did you hear my rebuttal to his Boost Mobile comment?
Yeah, the hamsters. I heard the hamster part.
Yeah, our little town. The hamster's back on the wheel. He fell off. He had a couple too many Steve Weisers on 316 day.
Shep, you're not very liked in the comments.
Why am I not liked? I feel like I'm the most likable guy on the podcast. Maybe it's just is it the Canadians? I mean, I love Canadians.
Steve is not from Canada.
Oh,
Holy Majin's from Canada.
Okay, so why does Steven hate me? Whatever do to Steven?
What have you not done?
Hey, let me guess. He's a freaking Kyle Busch fan.
I have no idea. I know he likes Ole Miss. I don't know about Kyle Busch.
They got a hell of a basketball coach. I'd like to have an Indiana next year, just to let you know.
I think you guys are going to have Drake's head coach as your next head coach.
Yeah, I don't like him.
I'm just saying. Just saying. Okay. Pluggo, Shep, do you know where I live?
Pluggo, you're up in South Bend, Indiana, baby.
There you go. You got it right this time. Good job.
Yeah, I know where old South Bend's at. Got that awful college up there called Notre Dame.
And Steffi lived in Canada at one time.
Yes. Okay. All right. Yes. Underdog winning the NASCAR race today, Steffi. Kind of liked it.
Just who won? Opinion.
Mr. Barry.
Hmm.
Yeah. In the Wood Brother car.
All right.
That car is older than all of us combined.
but
good for it. Good for him.
Well, Shep, this is the first podcast we've done since AW Revolution that took place last Sunday.
Correct.
What'd you think of the show, and can we put it in the category of an all-time AW pay-per-view, or was it not an all-timer for you?
Oh, no. I put it in the top three, maybe top two.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Is how good I thought this was.
Okay. Even with everything that happened in the main event.
And you... That's how good the undercard was.
Yeah.
And there was three matches, in my opinion, that could have been the main event that wasn't the main event.
Yeah.
It was that good.
Sure.
That freaking good. And I think I said this last time, but I wasn't able. We're drinking. Hold on. I'll get to that. I wasn't able to do the prediction show. I was on vacation with the fam. But going, I think I said this the last podcast I was on with you gentlemen, is I felt like Tony Khan ramps this one up just because it's Mania season.
Okay? And the first pay-per-view of the year, usually for AEW.
Yeah. Yep. So I feel like he thinks he's behind the eight ball because he's oddball because of Mania and what's coming up with Mania and all the shit that goes on with Mania, all the independent shows around it that do really, really well and put on some unbelievable shows. So I feel like this is the official kickoff to Mania season for us. And he put all of his cards in one spot and said, let's just full throttle ahead. I loved it. And you know me, I can be pretty critical on TK.
Yes.
I can. Yep. I can. But I thought he did a damn good job here.
And you know, okay, the main event wasn't my cup of tea. It wasn't really my style, you know, just old-fashioned wrestling. But I will say this. I think people are shitting on it too much because it was pretty hard to follow those three matches in front of it. And I think the only reason the women's didn't main event, whether it's fair or not, is because they had already made a event at Grand Slam last month.
Just because it was in Australia.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been perfect, especially how the match ended with the end coming up and everything. That would have been a very fitting way to go off the air. Don't get me wrong. And that story, either that or the Hangman Swerve, is the best stories I think AEW's ever told. That women's match might be the best women's match I've ever seen between Moriah and Tony.
The other well, it, you know, up until that pay-per-view, I would tell you the best women's match in AEW was Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa.
About 3 years ago today, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. I would have told you that would have been a – but these ladies not only beat it, they said, watch this.
So, I mean, yeah, the main event was kind of – I mean, the Christian stuff at least put an interesting wrinkle in it. I guess, Shep, are you upset that Christian didn't successfully cash in? Or are you fine that he actually finally went for it and we're just moving past?
Yes. Yeah. I kind of – and the only reason I liked it a little bit better was the vignette we got backstage with him and Nick Wayne when he got a little heated at Nick Wayne, and Nick Wayne basically called him out. So I like that they kind of pivoted from the story.
Yes, yes.
So they're still talking about it, right? But they still took him away from it. And then yet they finally get a little bit of heat between Nick and Christian, which eventually we're going to get that payoff somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. And we're going to give Nick his first big pay-per-view match down the road, and it's going to be against Christian, you know, his dad, with his mom in the corner, right? So – you know, Christian got really, really personal in that vignette. You know, obviously talked about Buddy Wayne, never winning the championship, yada, 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 all that stuff. Are you drinking a garage beer?
Mm-hmm.
You fucking live in a fancy city that has garage beers. Well, I still can't get garage beer around here.
I can bring you a case down.
Okay. Is it good? Yeah. Is it good?
It's chuggable. I mean, it's pretty much
water. Yes, I love chuggable. Yeah. I love Chuck.
But it tastes good. They all got a lime one too. I don't have a lime one. If I would have planned better, I would have went and tried to get the Broken Skull beer today for 316 day, but I blew it. I didn't plan well. So
you know, you got a lot of shit going on in Fort Wayne.
Yeah, yeah. But Pluggo, Nick Wayne and Mama Wayne going to whoops that trick.
I know Mama Wayne can.
I knew that was coming. That was actually, I'm surprised we went this long talking about a Wayne storyline without Mama Wayne coming up.
So, it's all good.
I liked the Christian cash in just because it added that wrinkle the other night. And I was fine with him not winning because I just don't think, I don't know. I would have been upset if he would have been world champ. And I'm glad we got this kind of pivot on Wednesday because his character was kind of getting a little stale for me. Like I was starting to think he was plateauing already with this character, and this adds a new wrinkle. And you know, maybe in the whole cash-in thing, I think Killswitch getting sick made them delay it. I think he was supposed to be factored in a lot more throughout the story than he was, which I think he might be coming back soon. So
hopefully he comes back to cost Christian is the only thing I can think of.
Yeah. Majin saying he's drinking more alcoholic Dr. Pepper. And Maj said also prevented Cope from losing clean. Yeah, it did. And it's setting up that street fight that we're going to get this Wednesday for Omaha, which it was interesting. I see that first. I'm like, we don't get too many legit world title matches on Dynamite. But then I'm like, oh, yeah, the first four games are also happening Wednesday night. So Tony's trying to stack it up to not have a huge ratings drop Wednesday night.
Yeah, which I get.
You don't think Cope takes it off Mox, right? I don't know.
I think we get
Mox and Swerve at Dynasty, especially after Mox attacked Swerve last night on Collision. I don't know if you saw that or not, but Steven says Switchblade turning heel. Yeah, I think that's the direction we're going with Cope. I think it's going to be Switchblade versus Cope. I don't know if we get that at like Dynasty or if it's going to be kicked down the road to Double or Nothing. But yeah, I agree. I think Switchblade is turning heel and that's the next feud for Cope. Yep. Yep. But no, I'm with you. Like, I don't think Revolution was the best pay-per-view AEW's ever had, but I'm putting it in the top five pretty easily.
I don't know. Like I said, I mean, obviously the women's match, MJF and Hangman, and then the cage match.
I even liked Kenny.
I don't know. Call me, Yeah, that was a good match, but it was overshadowed, which sucks because of. But you can call me a spot monkey. I don't give a shit what you want to call me. But that cage match with Ospreay and Fletcher, like, holy shit! Yeah. And I know WWE came back the following Monday and had that cage match with Punk and Rollins, and they had OTC get involved and whatever. I get it. You know, they're trying to counteract, keep themselves hot. They are hot. But I don't know if you could talk about a cage match in the last 5 years, Tanner, that was anything close to what we saw.
I think AEW cage matches always deliver. I mean, Wardlow, Cody, even when he was Luchasaurus, or no, he was Killswitch already. He's still Luchasaurus. Luchasaurus and Jack Perry was a really underrated one. The tag team between the Bucks and the Lucha Bros was unbelievable. Malachi and Cope was fine, even though Cope broke his leg. I thought the cage match was fine Monday Night Raw, but give me the AEW cage match of Revolution all day long. I know they're different. Yeah. They're different styles of cage matches, but give me that one all day long. But I like the flippity flops. Ospreay is the man. I think we can make a case that he should be the face of the company, along with there's a few other guys you can make a case. And Fletcher's he's right on the cusp of superstar already.
He's
going to be there soon. I mean, he's phenomenal. He's phenomenal. Without the Mark Davis interference, but it's all right.
I would put Fletcher right now in one of the top five guys in the company that doesn't have a belt.
Oh, 100%. I put him above a guy like Daniel Garcia who has a belt.
Well, okay.
For now. I'm predicting he loses it next Saturday.
Yeah, I'm just trying to give those guys a little bit of a credit.
Yeah, because they have a belt. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Catching up on a few comments here. Majin said, Cope should have taken it off of him at the Pape, but understand why they did what they did. Steven, rather have Swerver's mocks more hardcore. Yeah, I think that could get pretty bloody. Majin, that match kept Cash just strong too, despite losing. Absolutely. He's a million bucks. The dude's a freaking superstar too.
He's a phenom. Phenom.
Steven, WWE didn't suplex top of the cage. Yeah, you're not going to see that too often. He says, at least Punk and Seth did suplex top of the cage. Excuse me. Ospreay is the face of the company, according to Majin. I think he's right there. I think him, Swerve, Hangman, just for the male side.
I've said this for 3 or 4 weeks now, and I agree with Bully Ray. And Bully Ray finally came out. Well, not finally. He finally went a little over the top and made a statement. I don't think Mox is the heel of the company. Mox is not a good heel. He's not.
MJF's the heel of the company.
Yes, absolutely.
Or Don Callis.
And I think Mox sometimes tries too hard to be the heel. He tries too hard to be the heel.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Steven. I used to not mind Bully, but he's been really, really over the top. And I understand he's on the LFG show and he's getting some paychecks from WWE. I get it. The whole bust got open guys, I still listen to them, but they have kind of stopped talking about other promotions so much as WWE, but whatever. What goes around comes around. So they'll come back to it, maybe. But I thought Revolution was awesome. I mean, the tag match was what it was. I actually thought it went longer than it should have, even though I liked the Outrunners. I thought the Outrunners got more offense in than they probably should have. I thought the Hurt Syndicate should have squashed them. But besides that, I didn't have too many things to nitpick about it. I even thought Mercedes and Momo was a good match. Majin saying, let's just change the name of Busted Open to For the Fed. That's basically what it's become.
Now hold on. I was cutting out and I actually just switched over to my phone, so I should have better internet now.
Okay.
You guys were Bully Ray has been saying that for a while. And now here of the last 3 weeks, because he's doing that show LFG, on AEW or LFG A&E. On A&E.
Yep.
And he does his After Dark show in the Performance Center. On Tuesday nights. Yes, he's on the payroll. But I really think the only negative feedback he gives of AEW television is he was harping that Mox is not the face heel of the company, and he's not gonna be. I don't see him harping too much on the company, but that's one thing him and I do agree upon for sure.
Well, it's interesting. I saw somebody, it was on Steven Larson going in Raw. They were saying, if you really think about it, Mox has pretty much been the same character ever since he got in WWE when he was Dean Ambrose. It's just Mox has turned up just a little bit, but like he's been the same guy for 13 years.
Well,
so you get kind of stale on him after a while.
I would say Mox is the same character when he left the Shield.
Yeah.
When Mox left the Shield, he went to SmackDown on his own and actually had his little title run. This is the same Mox as we saw on SmackDown 10, 11 years ago.
Right. And that's why I think people are just getting a little stale on him, you know, after this long.
It's the same shit.
Yeah, it really is.
Don't get me wrong. Love seeing the guy. I think the guy's a great performer in the ring.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
He's got a hell of a promo.
He's good, but I think you'd agree with me here. Out of the three members of the Shield, he's probably the least valuable.
He's redundant. He hasn't separated himself enough from the original Shield like the other two guys have.
He doesn't talk like Rollins. And when they were the Shield, I thought Rollins was the weakest on the mic. Now I think he's the strongest of the three. Roman's got that aura about him. He's got the look. All three are great performers. Don't get me wrong. Great talents, but yeah. Majin here. Thank you, Momo, for doing some strikes to Mercedes' throat so she wasn't able to talk on Dynamite. That's the best Mercedes promo ever.
Oh, Momo.
And he's saying, clearly you didn't see his comments on the MJF and Hanger backstage segment. Talking about Bully Ray to you, Shep.
I only catch bits and pieces of Busted Open. He basically
said that great practice for those guys running into each other. So when they get to WWE someday that he made some comment about them eventually going to WWE. I don't know.
I think he said it
to get everybody fired up.
Well, okay. Hold on. If you look at that, if you look at that with the age of those guys, I think MJF's in his
20s, late 20s.
And Hangman's in his early 30s. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the next 10 years, those guys are still in their wrestling prime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look at all the superstars we saw flourish at 40, right?
Mm-hmm.
In 10 years, let's be honest, there's a good chance that MJF and Hangman Page are in Connecticut. I know
possibly
they're selling their headquarters in Connecticut, so I don't know where the hell they're gonna be based out of, but
they're still in Connecticut. They just build a new building.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah. I mean, unfortunately, it's gonna happen. If they keep on the trend and they keep as good as they are. We're gonna lose him too.
I don't know. Tony's got money, man.
But it's different type of money. And let's look at Penta. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Who cares about the salary? Before he debuted, his freaking merch swam the internet. I think those guys, the merch on those guys is kind of where they make their hay, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And their percentage. So. I've heard you and Paul both bitch about the merch of AEW, especially at live event.
Yeah. It's getting better, but man, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying there's a full package deal here. And Tony can offer him some great money, but so can Connecticut. And then Connecticut could put a little cherry on top of it.
And we don't know what the roster's going to look like in 5 to 10 years. I mean, right now,
that's true.
I know they're great, great superstars in AEW. WWE is getting pretty backloaded too with their roster. I mean, look at some of the guys like Drew McIntyre's going to go against Damian Priest at WrestleMania because there's nowhere for him in the title picture. You know what I'm saying? So there might not be spots for him. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard telling, but I think we're going to, I mean, this is where we are in the next 5 or 10 years. We're going to see a lot of talents jump back and forth. We haven't seen a whole wave of WWE guys coming over to AEW in a while. That's going to happen again. There'll be some. So, and like Majin said, Penta did everything there was to do as a team. They weren't going to break him up in AEW. And, you know, now Phoenix is coming into WWE anytime now. They're going to put him right back as a team. And I think that's a mistake. I'd have Penta keep going as a singles for a while.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of momentum.
Yep.
So why drown that? And then the biggest big rumors right now, the biggest guy jumping ship, and he just won against Tanahashi. You got Jeff Cobb. Jeff Cobb has been rumored to be on the internal roster. He's in the Japan Cup right now. Beat Tanahashi to advance, which everybody thought he'd lose and then be shipped over, but. You know, that's another one that, God, can you imagine Bronson Reed and Jeff Cobb?
Yeah, I mean, Jeff Cobb's probably going there. Malachi's probably going there eventually. Ray Phoenix. Miro and Lonix, they're back together again. So they're probably going back. But, like, at the same time, I'm thinking, I kind of laugh about the ship because I'm like, are they just going to take all the guys back that they lost 5 years ago? But once again, some of them are going to get lost in the roster. Like, look at Andrade right now.
I mean,
grass isn't always greener for either company.
Obviously, Lana found a tank in the parking lot for her and Mira to make up in.
So
they're back together.
Yep. That's good. Good deep cut there. Steven, AEW's less travel making the same with WWE. That's one reason they got Ospreay. I mean, they gave him a boatload of money and they were cool with him still living in England, which I don't think WWE we're gonna let him do that. So
yeah. No, and what a promo by Ospreay on Wednesday.
I loved it because, you know, we've talked about this before. He's admitted to being autistic, you know, and you could see some of that come through Wednesday when he's talking about the conversation between him and the missus because he was going to like every detail. I loved it. He's just such a genuine dude.
It was a real promo. I mean, obviously, look, he probably could have gone through a match on Wednesday, but you know he was beat up. Right, and Tony admitted in the post conference
there was 4 or 5 wrestlers out of Revolution that were pretty banged up.
Yeah, but he still came and cut a promo, which was probably better than any match we could have seen him in. Cut a real promo, talked about his real life situations. Just thought he did a hell of a job, and again, it makes him even more valuable now. That not only could he have a match like that on the weekend and then turn around and talk like that on a Wednesday.
Yeah. And he's throwing his name in the mix. He wants that world title at All In, which is down the road in July, but he says he's going to be in the Owen Cup this summer. So already planting a nice storyline for a few months from away. I'm cool with that.
Come around Labor Day weekend, you watch out.
Yep. Well, he'll either have the title or not by then. Because Labor Day weekend's all out.
It's all out, yeah.
But he's saying All in July.
Yeah, I think it'll be pushed back a little bit.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think it'll be pushed back a little bit.
Also on Dynamite, of course, we opened the show with Kenny Omega, the new international champion coming out. I don't know about you, Shep, but seeing Kenny with gold just feels right. I don't care what kind of gold it is. Just gold. Just feels right.
You're right. But it makes that belt look a little bit more important.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that belt's number two in the company for men, in my opinion.
Because it's Kenny Omega.
Yep. So. And we got a tournament going on. Tony loves his tournaments. We got a tournament going on for it. And whoever wins, we'll know this week. It's the last 4 contenders are in the match against each other. Whoever wins is going against Omega. Too many O's. Omega at Dynasty. And one of the guys who we'd been speculating, when was he going to show up in AEW? He was the wild card. Speedball Mike Bailey has finally arrived in AEW, and I like what I saw out of him in his debut match.
Great debut match, but how underrated or how overlooking are we looking at the Beast Motors? Is he such – he's a hell of a professional wrestler,
guys. He's very good.
And is it because we can't take him seriously because of the mask?
I think a little bit, but no, he has been awesome this past year, though. You're right. His work.
he has put on some great, great matches.
Mm-hmm.
For a bigger luchador, I would consider him a bigger luchador.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just athletic as all get out. Can put on some hellacious matches. So hopefully we see him down the road more.
And I loved earlier tonight when he was the standing ringside for the tag match between the luchadors, and he was getting distracted by Harley Cameron. That was great. That was great. She's so good.
You'd get distracted too, Cameron or Tanner.
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. I'll admit it.
So back to this dynasty bullshit. So you threw me under the bus here, I take it. Just go ahead and bring in two random guys.
Yeah, you know, it's been a while. I wanted to do a little collab with between two beards.
Yeah, just go ahead. Hey, I don't have the belt, so let's just make this a fatal five-way.
You know, last time we did this, you, me, and JPJ tied, and then it had to just be us three at the following pay-per-view.
Yes, I know. We've talked about that. I think that was we tied, but you
we
were the
tied
champion.
At what pay-per-view?
We tied. Yeah, but we tied. It was Forbidden Door. We had a perfect card at Forbidden Door, the three of us.
Yeah, and then we went into All In, us three, right? Okay. Okay. All right.
Just saying that was your champion's advantage.
Yes, it was. It was
perfect freaking card.
I thought one of us was gonna get a perfect card at Revolution, but it wasn't meant to be.
We were close. Wasn't Paul.
Paul took some swing and misses. Well, Paul put 8 on Cope. Right then, I'm like, he's winning this thing or he's losing that thing in that match. So, yep. But what'd you think about Speedball, though, Mike Bailey? I know you're talking about Mortos, but.
I've liked Mike Speedball. Saw him in GCW, seen him in TNA, the work he's done there. Very, very athletic guy. I would consider him, when he comes to the ring, he tries to have that karate background.
Yeah, well, big time. Yeah.
So he's, you know, Mr. Karate.
And a legit, not like Karate Man, a.k.a. Ethan Page.
Got a lot of different, he's got a couple different finishing moves, you know.
That kick's pretty nasty.
The kick's pretty nasty. He's got also the high knees,
too. Yeah, yeah.
He's definitely an athletic. I think he's a better fit in AEW than he would.
I agree.
Connecticut, so.
I agree. So the four guys going on, you got Speedball, you got, who else won on Dynamite? Oh, Orange Cassidy, duh.
Yeah.
Orange Cassidy. OC. Then you got Mark Davis, who won last night over Mark Briscoe with the help of Brian Cage and Lance Archer. And then you also got Ricochet. So out of those four, who do you see coming out of this and facing Omega? Because I know who I'm picking, but
OC.
I think it's Ricochet.
No, I just hate this character. I hate the character so much.
I think it's Ricochet because he hasn't went for this title. Then you got heel and face. And it'd be a good match they haven't done before.
It's not the right move, though, because ever since the Hurt Syndicate absolutely embarrassed and smashed Ricochet, to me, he's been done.
I think he's elevated himself. I mean, he's beat Swerve once, lost to Swerve, but I think he – and I know you're critical of him on the mic. I think his mic skills are getting better and better. I think he's doing pretty good work. Is he annoying? Yes, but I think he wants to come off as annoying.
I mean, if that's the case, then he's doing a good job because that high-pitched voice shit he's got is just nails on a chalkboard to me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So if that's what he's – if that's what he's going for?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it looks like, well, of course, we're getting somebody out of that against Omega. Going to get Swerve versus either Cope or Mox, Dynasty. I still think Cope, Jay White makes sense there. We're probably going to get Hurt Syndicate versus Murder Machines. I think that's the direction for the tag titles. Garcia and Cole are going against each other on Collision this next week for the TNT. I think with no outside interference allowed. So I think Adam Cole gets it done and gets his first singles title in AEW. What other matches could we be seeing? Megan Bain looks like she's getting the push to be the next in line for Tony Storm's belt, which I like what I'm seeing, but I feel like it's too strong of a push. I wish they would wait for the title shot down the road. Yes, too soon. Mercedes versus Billy Starks. That's happening this week, isn't it?
Is it?
I thought it was teased for this week, which I still think we're getting, and I know we've kind of called it, I think we're getting Athena and Mercedes down the road, hopefully at All In. I don't know if they can wait that long, but
let's get it. We need Athena, but we need Athena back on television.
Oh, the seeds are planted there with Billy. That's why Billy's involved here. Oh yeah, Majin. I know. Anytime Megan Bain's on TV, you're drooling. I know it. But she'll have a good match against Statlander Wednesday night. Megan Bain, Statlander. That'll be fun.
Two very good sized ladies, very athletic.
Yep. Absolutely. But no, I thought it was a good week. I mean, yeah, Dynamite was a little this week, but that's because they didn't announce things till late. And there was a lot of talking.
That's a hard Dynamite to follow after that.
It is. And this is a tough window. I was talking about this. I was on the Turnbuckle Taverns debate show on Wednesday, which you can check out the audio tomorrow when it drops. Go check out those guys. They do great work. But I was saying it's, you know, Revolution's so good because you get 2 to 3 months to build from World's End to Revolution. And then Dynasty's not even a month later. It's a quick build. So it is pretty tough to build this one. But Dynasty was a hell of a show last year. It was my pay-per-view of the year for AEW last year.
Right now it's going to be hard to beat.
It is
pay-per-view of the year.
Yeah. Revolution will be hard to follow for Dynasty, but Tony can still put a good card together, and we got a couple Dynamites and Collisions to build to it. Which Collision this week's interesting because of the NCAA tournament. They're having to do it differently. Of course, it's getting filmed earlier in the week, but they're going live It's going on air at 11 o'clock Saturday, just for an hour. And then on Sunday, 11 o'clock for an hour. So they're splitting the 2 hour shows into two different 1 hour nights this week.
So it's going to be after the late game, the West Coast game or whatever.
Yep. And Cole and Garcia is your main event for Saturday night. I don't know what's on the Sunday card at all, but it's interesting. They're splitting a 2 hour show into two different 1 hour and they should get good lead ins from the NCAA tournament. So,
true.
Yep. Steven's got a bold prediction. Bold prediction: Billy Starks beats Mercedes at Dynasty. Mercedes gets it back, double or nothing. Time for Athena to lose her title at Super Card of Honor. Okay.
So you're looking at that, but right now, what's Mercedes' big gimmick? She's the belt collector, right?
Yep.
She's got four titles. Another title would be perfect for her to have, the ROH title.
Yeah.
Right? And then turn around and Athena come back and swipe them all five. Something like that.
Or at least the TBS.
Yeah. But come back and be like, look, you beat me this. I want all five of them on the line. And here, come back and do that.
And it takes Athena up to that next level as far as AEW television. Then Mercedes
could go on to the world championship.
Like her or hate her, she goes to the world title picture. Yep. Speaking of Hayter, I'd like to see. Oh, I did read Jamie Hayter. I think some visa stuff going on. That's why we haven't seen her lately.
There's multiple. Pay your damn credit card, Jamie.
Use MasterCard. There's multiple wrestlers in AEW doing some visa things. I think that's why it took Speedball a while. And same thing they're saying with Josh Alexander. Some visa stuff going on. So
Speedball and Alexander from Canada, right? Both of them.
Yep. So I think we'll see Alexander.
We'll leave it at that. We don't want to send any of them cupcakes in the comments. Hey, you keep talking. I'm going to make a drink.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to pause, mute Shep's mic because he gets loud when he's rolling that ice. In the comments, Majin Steve Chambers saying that Mercedes has five belts now as she won the House of Glory the Hog women's title. Yeah. Yeah, she and Maja said, give me Megan Bain versus Jamie Hayter when she's ready. I want to have a heart attack watching. Yes, we will call the paramedics. Have them on standby if that happens, Maja. For sure. For sure. But no, AEW's women's division, I mean, we've said it time and time again. They have the depth. Just got to get the right matchups. I mean, they got the depth. I don't want to see women's tag belts, though. One time I did. Not for that now, though. Not for that now. Everybody's talking about Mercedes has 5 belts now. Shep, she won the House of Glory title over the weekend.
Oh, Hog wrestling, huh?
And somebody remind me who she wrestled. I saw the graphic. And I was like, whoa. Because it was an interesting matchup. Somebody please remind me.
So to me, it makes even more sense for Athena to lose the ROH belt to her.
Yeah.
And then Athena come back and swoop them all back.
I haven't seen anything about the Supercard of Honor. Like, come on. Thank you. Indy Hartwell, yes. Downstate just did her brand new theme song. So I've seen a lot of her stuff.
I heard her talking about that on Busted Open. Yeah. So she actually had the Hog wrestling belt, or was it vacant?
She did.
Okay.
And she lost it to Mercedes. Or maybe it was vacant. I shouldn't say she did. I just assume she did. But, yeah. So, yeah. Anything else you wanted to talk about in Dynamite?
Nah, I think we covered it pretty good.
Yeah. If I'm forgetting anything, somebody can hit me up in the comments. And Collision, I actually did watch last night. I thought your boys, Shep, had a hell of a tag match. I don't know if you saw it. Main event.
Sorry, I was reading a work text. Sorry, go ahead. Start that over again.
I thought your boys had a hell of a tag match last night in the main event. I don't know if you caught it or not.
I caught bits and pieces of it. Just thoroughly enjoy those guys right now.
I think they're going to turn heel. I think the seeds were playing last night. I think it's time. I think it's time to put them heel again.
So do they turn heel on FTR?
No, FTR is who I'm talking about.
I'm sorry.
Match, Garcia and Cole shook hands, and O'Reilly and Strong went for the handshakes, and FTR blew them off and said, nah. So I think there's planted seeds there for a heel turn, which it's probably about time. I mean, they were heels in 2021 when they came in the company. Yeah, they've been faces since 2023.
When they came in the company in the old hot rod pickup truck.
Yep, at Daly's Place.
Daly's Place. You know, they came in as a heel. They were a heel in WWE.
You're right.
Even though they were kind of shat on, but they were still heels.
Yes, they were. Shaving each other's back.
Yeah. If, you know, when they re-signed their contract, they signed like a 4-year deal like 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, and they said it was going to be their – or it might have been last year even. They said it was going to be their last contract.
So – you know, we've had these hard fighting guys that, you know, fighting for their lives, fighting for their brothers, fighting for their kids, and da 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 da. Mm-hmm. So now maybe it's a little character change ain't gonna hurt them.
Fight for the belts. Be selfish.
Yeah.
And it's gonna take a hell of a team to take off Hurt Syndicate.
It is, but I still don't. I don't know what it is about Bobby Lashley. I just cannot get behind that guy.
No, I hear that from
Shelton. Shelton Benjamin, I think he's an amazing in-ring performer. Okay on the mic. Bobby is just, but he's in the ring. I don't know. I just don't get him. You know, back in TNA, he wanted to be a UFC fighter and a wrestler at the same time, and he went back and forth. I mean, the only good thing about those guys right now is they got some kick-ass suits, right?
They hurt people.
They dress good.
Well, that's one thing we didn't mention on Dynamite. MJF, MVP wants him to join the Hurt Syndicate. And MJF's mulling over. I don't think he joins, but he's thinking about it.
Doesn't make sense.
I know.
I don't want MJF in another faction.
No, we've seen it too many times. We've seen it too many times. And yeah, Majin, I think they add somebody else. I could see Cedric Alexander because he was with them in the Hurt Business. The only reason I paused there, his wife's big swole. She did not have a good exit with the company. So that's the only reason I paused there. But if not, I think he'd be a good addition. He's doing nothing right now. He's free agent.
I did not know that his wife was Big Swole.
Yeah, so and her exit was pretty messy with the company, so I don't know. Steven, hard to predict who's going to derail Hurt Syndicate because TK not really been booking matches. Well, the Bucks should be I'm not saying the Bucks are going to dethrone them, but the Bucks should be coming back soon, I would think, into the picture.
You would think so. I mean, they dropped their New Japan titles, what, 4 weeks ago, a month ago?
Yeah.
So obviously they're healthy to wrestle.
No, I did not mention that Cassler got murdered again, this time by Cassler. I am loving it every week, him just getting his ass kicked.
When do you get the Bowen versus him? You get that out of
we haven't seen Bowens in a little while or Billy Gunn. No. So yeah, I think that makes sense. Him come back sort of very quickly soon. Yeah.
And I think Billy Gunn's gotta leave Bowen. And I think he's gotta make a run for the trios with his kids, right?
Yeah. One more time. Yeah.
One more time.
Which they're not doing anything.
One of them was hurt, right?
Well, Austin was, and he's healthy. They came back for, they tried to challenge Hurt Syndicate for the tag titles and lost. And then we haven't seen him since. So, I don't know. I think we're going to see more trimming of the fat to the AEW roster soon. I'm not saying those guys, but I think we're going to see a lot of other unused talents gone because their roster's overloaded right now.
That or just start stacking ROH.
And Steven believes that the Guns could be headed to WWE. I don't know their contracts.
With the relationship of their dad with Sean, Trips, and Road Dogg, and the positions those three gentlemen are in right now, you could obviously see it, right?
Yeah.
To bring the three of them back.
Stevie says, by Britt, sadly. Yeah, Britt Baker could be one that gets cut, maybe. I don't know her contract. I think she's got a little while left. But, yeah, something.
Is she hurt?
Going on there. I don't believe so.
No, nobody can confirm.
I don't know. It seems like she has drama following her all over the place. And just I'll put it this way. Look who's not getting used and look who is getting used between her and her ex-boyfriend. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm looking too far.
You know what they say, Tanner.
I'm not sure I want to know what they say, but what?
They're all crazy, just some more than others.
Amen. That's true. That's true.
And I kept it PG for you.
You did. Good job. I did, and I saw somebody bring it up earlier. I think it was Steven. Yeah, the look of the venue they used, that hotel last night in Las Vegas, was badass. For Collision. I'm liking some of these smaller venues they're using. There's some really cool looks. Yeah.
I like the theater out in Phoenix that they did. This last one. Even did you see that I don't know, I want to call it a theater that NXT used like 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
That was almost looking like a warehouse.
Yeah, it's the one connected to MSG.
Well, right? That was the Manhattan.
Oh, that was this week.
That was this week. It was a week before that. They were in Ohio, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
But it looked like a fancy warehouse, so it was perfect.
Maj, I like her in the ring, but can we cut Thunder Rosa? I feel like she's never got it back since she lost the title.
Majin, do you not like her cooking her tacos in her underwear on her Patreon, I think it's called?
Yeah, I think it is our Patreon instead of an OnlyFans. Yeah,
she don't have the fans, baby.
No, she don't have the OFs.
The OF. Can't say OF. You can't say OnlyFans anymore. You got to say OF.
Yeah. I think Stephanie's on board.
She posts some odd shit, by the way. Just saying.
Yeah, she has lost her fans. Yeah, in Shep and I've talked. She's not our favorite on Busted Open either. She's kind of.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the voice. I don't know.
One thing that I get why they did it, but one thing that kind of bothered me last night was the overuse of the murder machines. They were on the show like four times last night on Collision. I get they're trying to make them look really, really tough because they're going to be going against the Hurt Syndicate. I get it. But it's just like, okay, we've seen these guys four times tonight.
And it's Brian Cage.
I'm not as hard as him as you are, but I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Oh boy. Majin, now if Megan Bain or Anna Jay had an OF, shut up and take my money. He said earlier, Shep, when you're making a drink, he wants to see Megan Bain versus Jamie Hayter so he can have a heart attack.
Okay.
Each their own. Each their own, man.
I mean, I wouldn't get it.
It'd be a good match. Yeah.
Didn't Sammy Guevara's wife have an OF and then she had to shut it down when she signed a contract?
I don't know about that, but I do enjoy what they're doing on Instagram right now. They're doing a lot of comedic bits. Her and Sammy that are pretty good. Might as well if you're not getting used. I don't know if she's gonna be back. Like, I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah. What's her face for NXT had to shut her OnlyFans down, leaving TNA.
Jordynne Grace. And she was making a stupid amount of money on it. I mean, stupid. Yeah.
So obviously NXT paid her enough to make it work.
Yeah, she won't be NXT long. So overall, I thought it was a solid week of AEW. Like I said, they're in a tough spot with the ratings going forward with March Madness going on and trying to build a dynasty. But I think Wednesday night show, this upcoming Wednesday night, they've stacked up pretty well. So I think it's going to be a good one.
So Wednesday night show will go on because we have play-in games on Tuesday and Wednesday, but those are on True TV, not TBS, correct?
Correct. Yeah, but another Turner network. But yes, you're right. Because, it's 8 o'clock Dynamite Wednesday. And then next Wednesday won't be affected for the Sweet 16 or Elite 8 because those are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But Collision's the ones that's got to be affected the next two weeks. But that's part of it. So, and Majin's saying I got to read this for everybody listening. We're forgetting a new match that was announced. Megan Bain versus Majin in a Majin's House of Love match.
Oh, boy.
That'll be my bathroom break match.
we're gonna change that over to QVC.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, for that 1 minute and 32 seconds.
That's generous.
you got ring entrances.
Oh, we're gonna have a squash match and another reason that match didn't go too long.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Absolutely.
What are you drinking tonight, Shep? We're 53 minutes in. I know you've been drinking some, but I forgot to ask.
Well, we had a little wine earlier, a little red wine.
Good for the heart.
Yeah, good for the heart, And then I drank 3/4 of a bottle of that shit. So I thought it was time to switch to the old faithful, a little bubbly.
A little bubbly
and some of that vodka. I would say the name of the company, but no free ads.
Screw them. Nope.
All of them, both of them, both vodkas I drink. No,
we'll take, if there is any rep from a vodka company, any company listening, we'd love to have you sponsor. We will drink your product.
I don't care what it is. I mean, okay, if you're Skull Vodka and you're listening to us, I will put a bottle of Skull Vodka on here. Now I'll go clean my trailer hitch with the shit, and then I'll sit it right here and then pour something else in my cup, but I'll still represent you guys.
But we'll still get use out of it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if it is cleaning trailer hitches.
Yeah, I mean, you take a sip of Skull Vodka, and you're gonna clean your insides out real quick.
Steven's always go to guy for the Dynamite cards. I appreciate it. You've got Megan Bay, Chris Statlander, four way Orange Ricochet, Mark Davis, and we forgot one. Wait, Orange. He said Ricochet twice. Orange. Oh, Speedball. Winner gets Omega at Dynasty. And he's hoping for Omega versus Ricochet Dynasty. I think that's what's going to be.
You think that could be a better match than Speedball or OC?
I think you kick Speedball down the road. That's a big time matchup. Throw him in right away. OC, I just don't see it face to face.
It's Tony Khan.
I know. OC's gonna tag with Big Boom AJ again. Boom.
So embarrassing. That's more embarrassing than most of Paul's picks.
Well, that's saying something. He Big Justice and Rizzler have signed AEW contracts. He said that in the post-media scrum at Revolution. So they are all three on the AEW payroll.
Fuck.
And we got the street fight, Mox and Cope. How can I forget, for the world title? Yep.
Mox and Cope, right? You said?
Yep, Mox and Cope. Yep. Yep.
What town we in?
Omaha, Nebraska.
So an Omaha street fight.
Omaha street fight. Yeah.
Oh, what's famous in Omaha, Nebraska that we could incorporate into that street fight? I have no idea.
The College World Series.
Oh, okay. So baseball bats. Baseball bats.
Martin said they're going to make AEW feel the boom.
Stop it. Why do you do that? Just to piss me off.
Yeah, it works. It's so easy. Cheap heat.
You know what? I was actually at a Costco recently, and I'm walking out, and I mean, look at me. I love a double chocolate chunk cookie or whatever, but I'm like, fuck that.
Chocolate cookie.
There's no way in hell I'm buying one of those as I'm walking out.
Or chicken bake.
I haven't had the hot dog is the only thing I've ever had there. And a piece of pizza.
See, everybody's saying you got to go get a double chocolate cookie.
No, I was just there like 2 weeks ago and I saw this thing. I'm like, fuck that. I'm not getting those. I already said F word before, right? So we're already good.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go, Steven. Bring in Peyton Manning, Omaha. Except his production company's producing Stephanie McMahon's new show through ESPN Plus. So I don't see that happening.
I saw that preview. That's an odd. She has like 12 episodes shot. Like, yeah. McAfee's good guess. One, and
she got Cody. She got Punk. Yeah, I don't know. I don't subscribe to ESPN Plus, so I'm not going to be watching.
What about the pop Cody got in? Is it Barcelona? Yeah, Barcelona.
Dude, all these foreign crowds make U.S. crowds look like crap.
They sang his song so loud on his entrance, the pyro didn't even make a dent in it.
Not only for Cody, how about Randy Orton's voices? Yeah. That was awesome.
I mean, I know they've been doing that. The U.S. crowd's been doing that for Cope of late.
Yeah, which is cool. Metalingus is a good one.
But that, like, Barcelona just absolutely throttled Cody's
food zone. Yeah.
Okay, I haven't talked to you. Let's talk about it. What do you feel about the slap heard around the world? I think I texted you guys this. Or did we talk about this? I think man, was that drunk? How about Travis Scott's piece of shit?
Oh, yeah. We you and I talked about it.
Did we? All right.
2 weeks ago. Yeah.
I couldn't remember if I was on the podcast or not.
Yeah. Cheers. Yeah, but you were on 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Yeah. We've had only one 3-man episode, I believe, this year. Maybe two. I don't know.
I know. Ball sat on a porcupine, so he's pulling shit out of his ass.
That's pretty good. I do have a list of questions for you, Shep. These are this Q&A. I was going to do it to you and Paul. Some of these I know your answer, but others I don't. And some of these honestly are like wrestling questions that your answers can change year to year. So maybe I've asked you in the past and it's changed, but this is just to get to know your wrestling preference a little better.
Okay. Oh boy.
So first off, who's your favorite all-time professional wrestler?
Ric Flair.
I had a feeling that was coming.
Woo!
Who is your favorite current professional wrestler?
Oh, man, current? Mm-hmm. Cody.
All right. Okay, since you said Cody, who's your favorite AEW wrestler?
Osprey.
All right. Favorite match of all time?
Oh, shit.
It's tough, I know.
Two of them stand out. The original Iron Man match of Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels.
Okay. At WrestleMania 12?
Yep. Or the first, well, it'll be second, sorry, not the first, the second Hell in a Cell match with Taker and Foley. Because the first one was with, first one was the Boss Man, where he hung him, right? Was that the original Hell in a Cell?
The original Hell in a Cell was Shawn and Taker when Kane debuted.
Okay, so it'd been the third.
And then it was the second. I think the second was Foley and Taker. The third was Boss Man and Taker. Boss Man,
okay, so yeah, the second match. Yeah,
when he goes off the cell.
Yeah.
Favorite all time pay per view.
Oh man. Probably one of the, I mean, my favorite all-time pay-per-views has always been WrestleMania or Royal Rumbles. I love the Rumble. And I love the Rumble back in the day where, you know, they didn't have the roster as full as they do now. So you had 10 or 15 awesome surprises.
Yes. Steven saying his is WrestleMania 3, Savage versus Steamboat, one of his favorite matches. Yeah, that everybody wants to talk about Andre Hogan, but Steamboat Savage, one for the sickos, as they say.
That and remember the Killer Bees on that match? That was a great tag team match on that card. Where they would switch the mask. It was great. Favorite pay-per-view all time.
It's a tough question. Some of these are tough, I know.
I mean, we've watched a lot of pay-per-views, Tanner.
A lot of pay-per-views. No, and it's hard when it comes to, like, you always want to go to recency bias, it seems like, but that's when you kind of got to get in your brain a little bit, go back.
I have to look at, I want to say it's around the 2000. Now that was the WrestleMania with a gimmick battle royal when it was in Seattle. It was like 2012. Now, I don't know, man.
Seattle one was Mania 19.
That was didn't they have the gimmick battle royal? And they had like Cornette.
But that was a really good Mania. But that was the one that you had Michaels and Jericho, Lesnar and Angle.
When didn't Limp Bizkit sing Taker the ring?
And then that would end up being Austin's last match ever against The Rock. Last official match. I know he came against Owens in 38.
I'll go with I know I said Royal Rumble. I'll go with that Mania.
The Rock and Hogan was the year before Steven in Toronto at 18. Because that's one of my favorite matches, just from the crowd's reaction.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Royal Rumble what?
I said I switched it to Mania.
Mania 19? Yeah. Okay. Mania 19. Well, I was going to ask what your favorite Mania is of all time. I think my favorite Mania is also my favorite WWE pay-per-view. That's Mania 30, when Daniel Bryan won the championships.
And New Orleans, right?
Yeah, because people forget about the opener between him and Triple H was a hell of a match. You had Lesnar breaking the streak against Taker. You had the moment of Austin, Hogan, and The Rock, and Hogan's dumbass calling it the Silver Dome.
Hogan got the wrong name.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was good. And that was like Roman's last Mania where he wasn't really in the main event yet. Still with the Shield at the time. So, there was a lot of good stuff on there. Okay, what's your favorite AEW pay-per-view of all time?
Oh, the original Forbidden Door.
You're a big Forbidden Door guy. That's how big 2021.
Just because it broke so much doors down, no pun intended, right?
Yeah.
We just never saw anything like it.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I think mine is Revolution 2020. It was the last pay-per-view before the pandemic. It was the first Revolution. We had Cody against MJF. We had the Bucks versus Kenny and Hangman, which is still the best tag team match I've ever seen. We had Mox win the title against Jericho. There was a lot of good stuff on that one. That Chicago crowd was hot. I always enjoy Revolution, though. I've said that many times lately. So
the one we just watched was a damn
close second. Favorite belt of all time?
Oh, the fucking Golden Wing, babe. The WWE Golden Wing belt.
The Winged Eagle, the one Cody brought back recently.
Kevin Owen brought back. That is the most iconic belt of all time.
Okay.
And I know everybody's going to say, what about the big gold belt and the NWA belt? That's great. But for me, growing up, it was that Winged Eagle on Hogan.
I grew up more with a tie to the Attitude Eagle. I think they called that the Big Eagle, not the Winged Eagle, but that was because that's what I remember. How about your favorite current belt?
You pup.
Favorite current belt.
Current belt. Current belt. That international title is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me of the big gold belt of the WCW days.
Well, actually, you're speaking of big gold. I like the WWE World Heavyweight, the one on Raw that Gunther has. I think that's a sharp looking belt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
I hate the current US title. I think
that's awesome. Yeah. 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 Mon said, Chef's a huge Forbidden Door guy. Now imagine if it was in the Tokyo Dome.
Paul, can't wait. It'll happen. It's got to.
Steven said WWF titles in the 80s were better titles than now.
They look good. The IC title that like Mr. Perfect used to carry, and he would change the color of the belt.
Yeah.
Just that belt is iconic to me as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like the current Intercontinental design.
Yeah.
I've always liked the TNT title design. I mean, it's pretty basic TNT, but I thought both the TNT and TBS have good looks to them.
Now the old NWA tag team titles, those big eagles, that was a good looking belt as well.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah. I used to like the old New Japan belts. I don't care for their new ones though.
No, no.
I think their new heavyweight looks like the Divas Championship.
Yeah, it does.
I don't like it. I don't know why they went away from that old one. Favorite theme song of all time?
Oh, shit. I mean, there's been some absolute bangers.
Like, is there one you catch yourself, like, singing more so than not?
And look, don't judge me on this, okay? Because obviously, as of the last 5 years, we found out the guy can be kind of a douchebag, but... Fucking Real American.
Yeah, that's an all-timer. Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable song. Like, it can hit right now, and I can sing it, right?
Yep, yep.
It's great.
I've always liked Copes with Metalingus. I've always liked that one. I don't mind Voices right now, Randy Orton's current one, but his former one, Burn Into My Light, I always liked that one a lot growing up. Evolution's theme song was one that hit for me all the time. But one of the more underrated ones, and he's had a lot of themes, Triple H is My Time back in like 99.
Okay.
When he was just starting to boom. I like that a lot better than like his last two.
Than The Game?
Yeah. But because that's, you know, Attitude Era still, he was just getting into the main event scene. He was the ultimate heel. And, you know, JR was always like, that dastardly game, that son of a bitch, Triple H. No, nobody hated Triple H more than JR.
That's true. That's true. Those are all good ones. I mean, and then if let's be honest, modern day, you can't beat Cody's, right?
Cody's good. I like Ospreay's too a lot.
Ospreay's is good. You know, I really enjoy oh shit! I get him, Shinsuke Nakamura. I really enjoy that too.
Hogan Voodoo Child. Yeah, that's NWO. Steffi said, Tanner, what do you think mine is? Belt pay per view song. You're a big ECW person. The song said it's some sort of ECW belt. That I'm gonna go with the heavyweight ECW belt.
Enter the Sandman's the best. Best ECW of all time.
Pay-per-view. God, I don't know. Help me out here, Shep, with a classic ECW paper. Or no, I'm going ECW One Night Stand, the original. That's my guess. Ooh. That's my guess. I don't know.
I was going to go Barely Legal 1997, which was their first one ever.
Yeah. So we'll see.
We saw Terry Funk win the ECW Heavyweight Championship as the Transformer blows and goes off the air. Unbelievable.
That I was close.
Was I close, Steffi? I might not be. It might be 96, actually. Not 97. Anyways.
Shep got it. Ah, look at that. She was there, she said.
Oh, good for you. That fucking had to be amazing. That place, that roof was going to blow off the top of that place. I've watched it. I've watched documentaries on it. I've actually watched the pay-per-view itself. That the roof had to blow off of that little hole. Hell.
And another question I have for you, that's the last one I got here, is, and I know we've talked about this before, so I'm throwing out the Tokyo Dome. No Tokyo Dome here for this one. But what's another venue on your bucket list besides the Tokyo Dome that you're just dying to go see wrestling in?
2300 Arena, Philadelphia. Okay. I don't care if I see a fucking spot show.
Yeah.
Okay. Throw that out because, you know, let's look at some other arenas that we've been, you know, the Cow Palace out in California. That's a huge one. MSG.
I've been there for basketball. Yeah, it's awesome. It's MSG. Even if you don't like a basketball and you go there for a game, just go around and see all the pictures on the wall of things that have taken place there. It's amazing.
Now this is, I'll put my AEW hat on because I've never seen a wrestling match in a amphitheater. So the Daily Place.
Oh yeah, Daily Place is up there for me too, just because it's iconic with AEW. I mean, it was a year and a half of just shows there.
Yeah, and you and I living in lovely Indiana, our amphitheater is a good amphitheater. It's a big size amphitheater, and by what I can see on camera, the Daily Place is half the size.
Right.
So, I feel like that'd be a cool place to see a wrestling show.
No doubt.
But yeah, I mean, if we're talking OGs, 2300 Arena. I'm going to call it the ECW Bingo Hall or MSG or Cow Palace.
Yep. Good ones. Good ones. That's.
Is that it? Is that? I mean, I feel like you're rapping fire over there.
I was. I was planning on asking you and Paul. I have to ask Paul maybe next week. Yep. Steffi here. I want to be where it all started and yell Inner Sandman.
I mean, one of the greatest. I wonder how much money Paul Heyman saved because he just played the fucking song.
Many copyright strikes.
So many copyrights. And then, you know, in the heyday of ECW, there's this little company called Napster that gets sued by Metallica because of all that stuff. And Paul's just going, oh, shit. Do I play the song tonight or not?
Yeah, imagine I've thought about that. If my schedule slows down a little bit, that might be a fun idea for the show to interview some listeners, and watchers, viewers. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's view everybody that's not from Canada.
Steffi, said she was at One Night Stand 05. That's cool.
That'd been fun. Hammerstein's a hell. That's got to be a fun place to watch it too. Yeah.
Steven said, true story, while Sandman was in TNA, he gave me a can of beer. That's cool.
Hopefully it didn't have fentanyl in it.
Well, Steven's still here, so I think
we're good. Maybe had a low dose of it.
Yeah, that could be.
I mean, some of the stories from here's a gift for you. if you remember the fall of ECW documentary that WWE did. And then the Rebels did the Hardcore Homecoming DVD. Did you watch both of those?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. Which one did you watch? You watched the WWE one, right? The Rise and Fall of ECW?
Yes. Yes, I didn't see that one.
I think I have the DVD, Tanner. It dates me. But it's a two-part DVD. It's called Original Homecoming. But it's the Sandman, Terry Funk, Jeremy Borash.
Oh, Jeremy.
No, Jeremy Borash was on the other one. No, he was on this one too. It was all the guys that didn't do the Rise and Fall of ECW with Connecticut. They did their own.
Hardcore Homecoming. Raven, stuff.
Hardcore Homecoming. Raven's on there. Sinister's on there. Kid Cash is on there. Francine's on there. Like, gives you, like, if you watch the rise and fall of ECW on TNA, Peacock, and you see their version of it, right? And Paul Heyman's on there, which Paul Heyman obviously does a damn good job, right? And then you turn around and you watch this thing, which is the same thing, but just a different point of view. New Jack's on this one, right? This is when New Jack tried to kill Dipshit.
Oh, yeah.
So you get the same story, but two different views. It's amazing. So
yeah, like Steffi said, the other one's very edited.
Yes. Yeah. What obviously, Steffi, your favorite's Hardcore Homecoming, right? But I'll find that DVD, Tanner, and I'll get that to you. I have it somewhere.
Yeah, Steven. I like to check it out. Steven said another bold prediction. WWE wise, Punk's favorite to Heyman is to turn on Roman. Yeah, it's something Roman late. Absolutely.
Yep.
You think that is the favor? That's
it could be favor. It could be coming out to WrestleMania with Punk and being in Punk's corner during the match and getting to Roman's head. I don't know. It'll be good. That'll be good triple threat. Assuming that's that is the direction after Monday night that they're going.
So right now, though, if you look at WrestleMania, night two is going to be stacked. Night one sucks so far.
I don't know what main event's night one yet. You can make a case it's that triple threat, but really, is CM Punk's WrestleMania main event going to not include the title? I think it should be the women's, assuming they do a triple threat. The women's, Rhea, Bianca, and Neo Sky. That should main event night one.
I think night one main events is Jey Uso and Gunther.
I like Jay, but that feud's been flat. It's been the same thing every week.
The only thing good is his entrance right now.
Yeah, it's just been flat.
Crowd still loves him. He's still over.
Right. Right. And Gunther can work with anybody, but it just.
So I guess if you don't want to put that, you got to use that as your kickoff show or your opener of the main.
Your event. Opener. Get the crowd hot the right away.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Have him enter the crowd. I mean, it's at Vegas. It's Allegiant Stadium. I've been in that stadium. It's a fucking amazing stadium.
Yep.
So he can come through the crowd there somehow and do that. So,
I will say before we wrap this up, I know we're AEW podcast, but I am intrigued to watch Raw tomorrow, which is live at 3 p.m. because Netflix goes live now. It's 3 p.m. because it's overseas. Cena's going to be on. I am intrigued to see what heel Cena looks like, the package, what's the theme song, what's his gear. Yeah, I'm very intrigued.
I think he comes out old Thuganomics Cena. Now, and I've sent you clips, you and Paul clips in the past. Some of the stuff he said back in the day, he can't get away with saying now.
Right, right.
You know, just can't do it. Now we all laugh and joke because we're still immature humans.
100% always will be.
Yep. But I think he comes out in some type of that persona.
Yeah.
Maybe that type of theme music. Doesn't smile, has a hat on, has a jersey on, maybe a chain, and then whoever he talks with, he just absolutely buries
him. Yeah. Like Steven said, our truth could confront Cena's his hero.
And that would be a guy that he could absolutely bury and still not hurt, right?
Yep. Yeah,
let's be honest. We all love R-Truth, but he's not going to be the world champion in the next two years.
So. And I think Cena's theme song. He was on Chris Van Vliet last year, and said he almost. And I think I said this on the podcast a few weeks ago. He almost turned heel in 2012 before he and Rock won at WrestleMania 28. And then they didn't pull the trigger on it, and he had a theme song all ready to go for heel. It's never seen the light of day. So maybe he pulls trigger, and he said his attire then was going to be like boxing shorts, like boxing gear, like shorts.
That's good because I'm over the 1980s jean shorts.
Yes. So. So it'll be interesting. I'm really intrigued to see what he comes out with.
A lot of dirt sheets, not credible dirt sheets, right? But majority of them all have pictures of him. All of a sudden, his bald spot's gone.
I've seen that. I think that's more for whatever movie he's in than this. But yeah,
got some of that with that hair in a can type shit that he sprayed in there.
Rogaine. I don't know.
Hope, Hopefully I never need it. Hopefully.
Just for men.
I mean, I'm getting old. You always wear a hat, Tanner, so you don't know what
happened. I know, but I think the hat started to thin my hair a little bit. I always wear hats. I can't not wear hats. But yeah, I'm getting a little nervous about that.
Oh boy.
Tanner's getting it's not my family, at least, but still.
It's not mine. Actually, my dad's got
it. Isn't it your maternal grandpa? I believe. My grandpa's
92. Has a little bit of a flying V, but he's got a fucking full head of silver flocks. His eyebrows are out of control. So if that's the case, then I'm good.
You're good. You're good to go.
I mean, I got a little bit of gray. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, I do too. And I'm right there. And I'm 30 freaking three.
That's just because I've been married twice.
I've been married once, and I tell my wife I didn't have any gray until I met her. Yeah. She appreciates that comment.
Wait till you get married again.
No, hopefully I do.
Hopefully you don't. I'm just joking. I was being a smartass.
I wouldn't expect anything less. But anything else, Shep, you want to cover before we
I tell you what, I'll give you a comment.
Okay.
If you look at what we've seen in the last 14 days of professional wrestling, and we'll even talk a little TNA in here, I don't care. We are in a era of can't miss.
Yeah.
Whatever we see on television right now is so good. Mm-hmm. It's entertaining. Yeah, you can be a fan of one promotion. Obviously, we are, but we still watch it all, right? We're a fan of the game.
We're more pro wrestling fans
you and Paul needed a change. That's why you started this podcast. Okay.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Now we still watch it, and the other program is step their game up so we can all enjoy it. Mm-hmm. But the last 14 days, we have been blessed with some just awesome shows.
Yep.
And we're lucky to be fans in this era. Like, I would say, man, nothing's going to get better than that damn Attitude Era, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing will be better than the Attitude Era. I tell you what, we're damn close right now.
Is as close as we've been, easily.
We're damn close. So
across the whole wrestling landscape, easily.
Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, if I'm going to give a little tidbit,
sure.
That's kind of where I'm going with.
We're spoiled. We're lucky.
Yeah, absolutely, we are.
Yep. Yeah. So, I thought you were doing something else there.
I'm actually plugging in this laptop because I think it's going to die in about 32 seconds if I don't get plugged in. I unplugged it earlier because I was trying to get it closer to my internet router. And
yeah.
That worked out well. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, we got your feed going eventually. It's all been good.
Yeah. There we go.
It's all been good. But it's been a fun show, Shep. We're looking forward to doing it again next Sunday night. Hopefully, Paul will be joining us, and we'll have the three-man crew back. But
now, who's this Paul guy you've been talking about?
Yeah, it's not Paul Heyman, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
It's not Paul London. There's a deep cut.
Ooh, Paul London kind of went off the deep end, didn't he?
I saw a picture of him like a year ago, and I think he still was wrestling. I didn't recognize him, though.
He was training for the WWE, and there was a female talent he trained, and I want to say it was, is it Eva Marie? Was she the one that had came in, got completely shat on? She left, went to work with Paul London, came back for a little bit less, and then she left again. I think it was Eva. Is it Eva Marie? I could be wrong.
So her, or was it that redhead?
It was a redhead.
Yeah, it was.
It's not Eva Marie. Who am I thinking?
There wasn't Eva Marie, but I can't think of her name.
But I remember she put a bunch of social media stuff working with Paul London. Now she's like a professional, not bodybuilder, but like professional
fitness. She's in the fitness. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't think of it. Maybe it was Eva Marie. It might have been.
Help me out. Help me out, everybody but Majin.
Eva Marie. Yep, it was a good call. It was Eva Marie. Yep.
Okay. That's cool. All right.
I Googled it. I was thinking Eva Torres when you were seeing Eva Marie in my head until the redhead. Okay. All right. So, hopefully Paul Zartman will be joining us.
That guy.
We will see. And you can follow Paul on social media at Paul Zartman 87. You can follow me at TannerLee92. You can follow our KOP predictions champion. I don't know which way to point at TheShep27. You can follow Kicking Out Podcast at Kicking Out Pod. Of course, make sure you are following us on your favorite podcast platform. And if that's Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave us that 5-star rating and review. Can't stress enough how easy that is and how much that helps us out for free. If you want to spend some money and support us, you can do so by getting some great merch at kickingoutshop.com or at Pro Wrestling Tees. And of course, follow us on all social media at Kicking Out Pod. He's Austin Shepherd. I'm Tanner Lee. Join us next Sunday as we kick out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye and good night. Bam!